Hello?
Good afternoon. Is this Marianne?
Yes.
Hi, it's Lois calling from INS Law in regards to your Scottish Redress Scheme application.
All right, okay.
Is now a good time to talk?
Yes.
Okay. So I just need to remind you that calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. And is it okay if we continue with your application? I will need to take a few details from yourself.
Yes, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. So just before we begin, I do just need to confirm your details for data protection purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So can you confirm your full name?
It's Marion Winskill.
Perfect. And your date of birth?
6/8/61.
Say that again, sorry.
6/8/61.
6/8/1961.
Yes.
And your contact number?
07824.
Mm-hmm.
809321.
Perfect. And then at your email address, please.
It's marion41@lies.co.uk.
Perfect. Okay, and also your current address.
It's 87 Brockburn Road.
Would you mind just spelling that for me, please?
It's B-R-O-C-K. Mm-hmm. B-U-R-N.
Brockburn.
Brockburn Road.
Okay.
Pollock. It's G535BA. Yes.
Perfect. If I do go quietly, I'm just putting your details onto the file.
Okay.
Okay, so in regards to your application, we may need from time to time to contact you. So are you okay with email, text and phone calls?
Yes, fine.
Okay. That's great. And then I do need to take just a few more details.
Uh-huh.
Just to continue with the application. So, can you confirm, please, your mother's name?
It's Marion McLaughlin.
And would you mind just spelling that for me, please?
It's a first name or a second name?
Both, please, if you wouldn't mind.
Marion is M-A-R-I-O-N.
Yep.
M small c.
Yep.
L-A-U.
Yep.
C-H.
Mm-hmm.
L-A-N.
L-A-N.
A-N.
Yeah.
Could you hold on just for a wee sec, please, just to get this medication
yeah.
to that door?
Yeah, of course.
Sorry for keeping you there.
No, it's okay. You just let me know when you're okay to continue.
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay, perfect. And then your father's name, if possible, please.
Arthur McLaughlin.
And is that A-R-T-H-U-R?
Yes.
And then also the GP that you are currently registered with?
It's Dr. Cooley.
And is which GP surgery is this?
That's the Pollock Health Centre.
Okay. And is this part of the Silver Bay medical practice?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and were you known by any other names prior to care?
Sorry?
Were you known by any other names before you went into the care settings?
Mary McLaughlin, that was my maiden name.
Okay. And do you know the address that you were in prior to care?
It was Bar Home. In Larks.
And would you mind just spelling this for me, please, if you could?
I think it's B-A-R-R.
Mm-hmm.
H-O-M-E. I think it's somewhere far home.
Was this the care setting you were in or the address that you lived in prior to care, sorry?
Oh, no, that was in the care hub.
Oh. Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So before you went into care, do you know the address that you lived in?
Couldn't tell you. I was born in the 60s, so I think I was a bit... Probably 7, 8, or 9. I don't know. I couldn't really tell you.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I just know me and my two brothers were there, my two older brothers.
Yeah. Okay, so just to add a layer of security to your account, so if we do need to contact you, and you do know it is us that is contacting yet, would you like to add a password to the account? Would you like to provide one?
Sorry, I don't understand.
So if we do need to contact you in the future, we can add another layer of security to the account.
Yes.
So would you like to provide us with a password to add to the account so that we can give you over the phone so that you know it is us contacting you?
So well, can I just give you my mother's maiden name then?
Yeah, it can be anything you want. It can be any word you want.
It's Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N.
L-I-N-D-E-N.
Yes.
That's perfect. So I'll just add that to your account. Whenever we give you a call, if you just obviously ask for the password, we can give you that just to prove that it is us contacting you.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so one of the questions on the application is, have you been diagnosed with a terminal illness?
Have I been diagnosed with an illness?
With a terminal illness?
No, no.
Okay. And then, would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
A beneficiary?
Yeah. So if anything was to happen to yourself, someone else could step into your shoes and carry on with the application. You don't have to if you don't want to.
No, no, it's fine.
Okay. Okay, so have you ever received relevant payment, such as criminal injuries compensation, in relation to the abuse?
No.
Okay, and do you have a criminal conviction, or have you served more than 5 years of imprisonment?
No.
Okay, so in order to proceed with the call, I'll need to take a few more details. So I do appreciate that discussing the experience connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. Mm-hmm. So please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue another time, please just let me know.
Okay.
So do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware of at this stage?
No.
Okay. So the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, explain your options, explain how INS law operates, discuss funding and fees, and to gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. Mm-hmm. So it is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us.
Mm-hmm.
You are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application.
Mm-hmm.
So under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application.
Mm-hmm.
So INS law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. If you decide to instruct us, you would be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage, please can you confirm that you have not instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to your application for the Scottish Redress Scheme?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So this means if your application is unsuccessful, you will pay nothing. If you withdraw your application on our advice, you also pay nothing. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay more than the agreed cap, which is 19.2%. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is important that I do make clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of the award that the scheme may award you. The Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call. So, if instructed, we can assist you with whether you'll be eligible to apply to the redress scheme, gathering and reviewing evidence, preparing and submitting the application, corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme, advising on any offer made, explaining the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. So if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept any offer. It is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue a future civil claims relating to the matters at hand, and you would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So if you decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you do choose to, you can authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So are you happy for the work to begin immediately while your cancellation rights still remain?
Yes.
Okay. So we are able to formally act for you. We will require proof of your identity for verification purposes. We therefore will need a copy of your photographic identification and proof of your address dated within 3 months of today's date. Is that okay?
Yes.
So we do require this information to comply with the anti-money laundering regulations. And following the conversation, I will send you information via email in relation to what it is, what is and what is not acceptable in terms of identity verification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in order to add more details to your application, we will need to add the care settings. So how many care settings were you placed in?
How many care settings?
Yeah, so how many care placements was you in as a child?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I don't know if I was getting a care twice. I don't know.
Twice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so previously you've mentioned Bar
Home.
I know
Bar Home was one of them.
Bar Home, okay.
Yeah, another one I can't remember.
You can't remember the other one, okay, that's no problem. So was it Bar Home, Children's Home?
Yes.
Okay. And was it North Ayrshire?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Probably.
No problem. I'm just looking on the system now, just so that we've got the right one. But it has come up that one, so that looks okay. Okay, and do you know roughly what year or date you were in this care setting?
And I think it was I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was like the kind of late '60s. I'm not really too sure.
No, that's okay. If you just know a rough date, then you can give that.
Yeah. I should have asked my brothers. Because my brothers just went through all this as well.
Yeah.
You know, because he had a worse experience than I did.
Yeah.
You know, and he's already had a pay out.
Oh, has he?
Yes, that's a few months ago.
Yeah. Did you say around the 60s?
Definitely, I think it was a... Probably near the late '60s. I'm not really too sure. I'd need to find that out.
Yeah, no, we'll be able to obtain the records anyway.
Yeah.
When we do request them. So if they'll be able to provide us with a date, do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So late '60s, would you like to say?
Yeah, just say that anyway, yeah.
Okay. Okay, So in the next section, we do need to take just a brief statement in regards to what you experienced in this care setting. Are you okay to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll need to take a statement on the time you spent in the care and whether you suffered any type of abuse. So this can be neglect, abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, or sexual abuse. So if you would like to provide a statement in your own words, and then I can just apply it to your application.
All of the things that I remember was, well, I used to wet the beds.
Yeah.
When I was younger, and I was told to lie on it, they wouldn't change the beds.
Yeah.
And there were times I was putting a wet, had to lay on a cold floor.
Yeah.
Then I was put into a cold bath.
If I do go quietly, I'm just typing it up so you can just continue.
Yeah.
To lie on a cold floor and in a cold bath.
Yeah. Then I used to get spanked.
And was this by the staff?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember anything else that you suffered?
Yeah, and if I was a naughty girl, I never get any, like any breakfast. I never get anything to eat. There's a couple of other things that's happened, I just can't remember. You know?
Yeah, no, of course. Obviously, as the application progresses, we'll need you to do a witness statement, so that'll be a more in-detailed statement.
Uh-huh.
This is just a little brief one that we can apply to the application.
Uh-huh.
So is there anything else that you'd like to add to this? It's okay if there isn't.
I really don't know what else to say. It's just what all these wee things that I remember.
Yeah.
Just scared.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Okay, I'm just going to type this up for you in the application. So just added that for you. In regards to the application, there are two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. There is a fixed payment of £10,000, and this is a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of the abuse you've suffered.
Uh-huh.
And then there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000.
Uh-huh.
It's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you've suffered.
Yeah. But I don't pay anything, no.
No, you don't pay anything, no.
All right.
So this will be paid to you. You don't need to attend any meeting in person with this panel. We do provide a detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story.
Yeah.
So, based on the information you've provided today, I would like to put you forward for the individually assessed payment.
Okay.
Okay, so based on the information you've provided today, so I have input all the information that you've given me. The next step for us to do would be to send you the client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority. So the letter of authority you just need to sign so that we can act on your behalf.
Yes.
We also need to send you the request for proof of address and proof of identity, as we've previously spoken about.
Yes.
And then the application forms that you will need to sign and return to us. So you're under no pressure to sign them right away or proceed with it right away. However, I can stay on the phone if you do want to sign them while I'm here, just to guide you through.
Sorry?
I can stay on the phone if you would prefer that, for me to guide you through signing the forms.
Yeah.
I'm just going to send them over to you now. They will be sent over by email. And text.
Yes.
Okay, so you should receive them shortly. Do you want to go away in your own time and read through them and sign them, or would you like me to stay on the phone?
I'll stay on the phone.
Yeah, that's no problem. You should receive them in a few minutes. If you click the link.
Oh, is this Innslaw?
INS law, yeah.
So I just press on that.
Yeah, so it'll bring up what you need to sign.
Oh, it's right, my name.
Yeah, so there should be a little yellow box in the corner. If you click on that, it'll guide you to each part of the contract that you need to sign. So when you click on it, just sign or scribble your name and then just click it again.
Right. Don't know if I've tried to get my whole thing in it.
Yeah.
Will I do it underneath again? Because it's only getting half it in.
In the signature box, do you mean?
Yeah. Oh. Right. I think that's it. I don't know.
So if you've finished all the boxes, you'll need to scroll right to the bottom so that you
Right.
can tick the box
Tick the box.
and then submit, it should say.
On a tap, I've signed the bottom one as well.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Right, oops. I just signature, so how does that know? Oh, right. I don't know if I've done that right.
Is it allowing you to tick the box at the very bottom? I think you have to scroll right the way down.
Right, way down. Right.
Yeah.
Have I got to, oh, I don't have to take care of nails.
There should be a little yellow box, which will take you to each box that you need to sign.
I think that's it. Submitting signature?
Yeah.
With my son.
If you tick it, and then it should go to a little darker colour box.
When I go to submit, the signature is still coming up. Or is there something that I've missed?
Yeah, so if you just click on the little yellow icon in the corner and it'll guide you to each box that you need to sign.
Oh,
so
if you require
one,
the fields?
Yeah.
Right, okay, all right. That's strange, try to sign it.
Yeah. It's like a digital signature, isn't it?
Right, one left tap. I think that's it. Signature completed.
Perfect. And is the little box ticked so you can submit it?
I've done all that.
Right, that's perfect. Thank you very much.
That's it?
Yeah. So we'll get that all reviewed for you, and then if we do need anything in the meantime, we'll give you a little call or a text or an email.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for your time today.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.